You'll like this story. I hadn't talked to my dad in over a week, and I called him to share some of the bullshit I have to deal with, because he usually gives me some story from the 30s onward that puts my bullshit to shame. Anyway, I didn't have a chance to tell him anything, because he told me about what he did last Friday, December 2nd, 2011. My hometown in Pennsylvania has been putting up a nativity scene in front of the Civic Building since before anyone can remember. It seems some atheist group in Wisconsin finally found out about it, and they threatened to sue my hometown. That's the Freedom From Religion Foundation.org, FFRF.org. They said they were sending two buses of people to my hometown to demand that their banner denouncing gods be displayed next to the nativity scene. I've got a link in the show notes to their news releases, as well as the story in the Elwood City Ledger, a video from the Pittsburgh WPXI.com Channel 11 News. My dad is standing to the mayor's left. And video to protect the nativity scene I also have in the show notes. My dad gives the opening and closing remarks. My dad had just showed up as a spectator in his Disabled Veterans of America uniform, and the mayor asked him to organize a program on the spot. So that's what he did. He picked out a pastor from the crowd and had her give an invocation and organized other speakers. My dad gave some opening remarks about the men and women from Elwood City, Pennsylvania, who left in uniform only to never return. He mentions they did so in order that we may choose to have religious beliefs or to not have them. Regardless of our beliefs, no one has the right to take them away if they suffer no harm from them. That same ground holds over 5,000 names of every Elwood City service member from the Spanish-American War to today's wars, including yours truly. At the end, my dad is quoted as saying what he usually likes to say to atheists when they introduce themselves as such to him. It's really good. He's 85 and always happy to stand up for those who can't or won't. And plus, he doesn't like to be told he can't do something. The only thing he was told he shouldn't do and didn't was my mom telling him not to run for re-election as mayor in 1970. My hometown used to have 7 steel mills in operation. The nativity scene is about all that's left, and for some out-of-towners to try to come and dispute it is an over-obvious display of ignorance of the Western Pennsylvanian mindset. It would be neat to know what you think of this. Chime in on comments and let me know. Merry Christmas.